You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Second date update.
And the great prophet Rihanna taught us that sometimes you can find love even in the most hopeless of places.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you know it? Riri was right.
Oh, she always is.
Because one of our listeners, Sean, emailed in saying he had a romantic connection recently in a place you probably wouldn't think to go find love.
Oh, interesting.
We'll find that out in just a second. Where
was
it is.
Was it a hopeless place?
We'll see. Sean, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm always concerned if Jeffrey's weirded out about where you found love just from his own love past. You know,
he's like the grocery store, which is like common.
I didn't say weirded out. I just said it was unexpected.
Okay.
That's true. That's a different definition.
So where was this place, Sean? And how many unexpected holes did you find in the walls around you?
Oh. So long story short, I had to do community service for... We did with a buddy of mine, but I chose to do volunteer work at a food bank the other week. And
cool.
Yeah. So I met a girl named Sophie, who was really cute, and she was also volunteering.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. You can't say also volunteering. She was volunteering. You were forced to be there.
Thank you, Jose.
I mean, it is cool that you chose a great charity, but...
Forced volunteerism.
Accurate way to put it.
Yeah. Okay.
Did she know, can I just ask right off the bat, did she know that's why you were there?
Oh, good question.
I think she thought I was also just like volunteering.
Okay. And you never mentioned it.
Well, no. Why would you? Hey, hey everyone, I don't want to be here. The courts made me, but let's help some people out.
No, I'm not a volunteer. I'm a criminal.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to start from a deficit.
Yeah. No, totally.
Some people lead into the bad boy thing.
Yeah. I'm curious, how did you start things off? What was the opener?
I tried to make a joke while we were there, and it was a little inappropriate. I said, they called me up because apparently they ran out of sausage.
Oh.
Wow. She laughed at that?
No, she didn't get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
She said, I don't think they can store meats here. It's mostly just canned goods.
Yeah. She's being very literal.
I hope you didn't explain the joke. I hope you just let it go.
No, it's funny because I'm referencing my body.
Yeah, I'm talking about pepperoni.
No, I'm glad. I just moved on.
Thank God.
Good, yeah. good. You picked up the cues.
It's a blessing in disguise.
Let's not pull that one out anymore,
ever.
Okay?
Right.
Wait, good choice of words, Brooke. Yeah. Pull one out.
Okay.
So what ended up happening with you and Sophie?
Well, we were there together for like 3 hours, and we were just side by side for a long time, just talking, getting to know each other. And the more we hung out, the more relaxed and comfortable I felt with her.
Okay.
And I think the feeling was mutual.
Oh, you do think so? Because no one goes into volunteering at a food bank thinking they're going to meet somebody. She may have just, was friendly.
Yeah, it's not like you're like, oh, I'm going to do makeup and wear my nicest dress and go volunteer.
I need more cleavage for the food bank.
You're getting the real natural Sophie.
True.
Yeah, well, how often are you with somebody for 3 hours straight nowadays, besides like golfing?
Okay.
Good analogy.
Or work.
All right.
Yeah, we are all together for like
or
9 hours
a
day. A
prison cell, in your case.
Yeah. Oh.
No? Well, that was in poor taste, Brooke.
Yeah.
We're talking about community service.
It's a joke. Come on. All right. Did you end up asking her out?
I made another joke at the end, and I was like, I've got an empty backpack. We can load it up and have dinner.
Oh.
With the canned goods?
Now you're stealing from the food bank?
Did she laugh then?
Yeah, she laughed. She got it.
Okay. So she does. She has a sense of humor.
That's an obvious joke.
All right.
Good.
So did you go share a can of SpaghettiOs together?
So I told her I wanted to volunteer again when she was working, so I got her number, and we texted for like 2 hours that night.
Oh.
Hey, that's good.
Okay. I wanted to keep the conversation going. Nice.
So it was obviously a romantic thing then.
Yeah. That's what I thought. And then ever since those 2 hours, nothing. Hasn't responded to anything.
Have you gone and volunteered?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Just had
a feeling.
Maybe your bad boy attitude rubbed off on her, and now she's living a life of crime.
Yeah, she can't go back. She did steal a bunch of stuff.
She took them seriously.
I have no idea. I'm just wondering, maybe she lost her phone. I don't think so.
You replace them immediately.
Yeah, maybe one of her roommates explained the sausage joke to her later.
I bet she didn't even remember that.
I'm going to go with Jose on that one.
If anything, she should like you more after she understands it.
She's like, wait a minute.
He's hilarious. All right, so how long has it been since you volunteered?
Like a week.
Okay.
She definitely has a phone.
With no response is a big red flag. We're going to call her and see if she even answers.
Yeah.
Maybe she did actually change her number after working with you.
Yeah.
I hope
that's
not.
That's extreme.
Maybe we'll find something in the middle when we come back. We'll do your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
Over like 90% of these calls now have people that meet on dating apps.
Yeah.
But today's was different. These two met volunteering at a food bank together.
Are we playing My Heart Will Go On? Is that what I hear?
Can you feel the love tonight, Brooke?
Sorry. It's low.
Okay, thanks for derailing what I was saying.
Sorry.
They met at a food bank.
Yeah.
Game.
And that's where Sean ran into Sophie. They sparked a whirlwind romance there filled with canned goods and canned laughter.
Oh, and sausage jokes.
But even though they texted for hours afterwards, suddenly she cut off all communication.
Yeah.
Which is weird. And Sean, rest assured, I talked to Brooke off the air, and she promised, unlike the last 7 ones of these that we've done, she's not going to throw you under the bus. Doesn't that feel good?
I appreciate that, Brooke.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I pinky sweared on that one.
I mean, I wouldn't trust her.
Yeah.
But that's what she says, at least.
I mean, it really feels, honestly, like this comes down to she thought you guys were friends, and maybe you finally made the move on text message, and she finally got it, right?
2 hours of texting. That could be just, like, 3 texts.
Yeah.
Two, honestly.
And, like, scheduling when he was supposed to come in again, right?
Okay. Remember how we said we're not going to throw Sean under the bus?
No, I'm just saying. I don't know that she saw the same way you did the relationship. That's not a bad thing.
I was hoping for a little more hope when we...
Okay, well, maybe we can put her on to the idea.
You know what? I hope that she got arrested and she's in jail and you guys are going to serve a sentence together sometime soon.
So who's throwing under the bus now?
Point is, we're all on your side here, Sean, no matter what.
Yep.
So let's do this.
Just
I'm going to call her
judge.
Number right now.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you guys. Appreciate your support a lot.
Yeah.
Of course.
Put support in quotes, just like volunteer. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Sophie?
Yes. Who's calling?
Good question. My name is Jeff from a radio show you might have heard of called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
No.
Okay.
Haven't
heard of it.
Thought we were big on the volunteer circuit, but apparently not.
Yeah.
You don't sound like you have a radio voice.
Yeah, I agree. Brooke doesn't have a very good voice for radio. It's true.
Wow.
But,
okay. I was going to say we called your mom just now. That's what she would say, Jeffrey.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
about him. Feisty.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on over there. But Sophie, we're doing a segment called A Second Date Update. We would like you to be involved because we're trying to help out one of our listeners named Sean.
Oh, Sean.
Oh, you remember Sean from the food bank?
And you guys didn't really go on a date. You just met and hung out.
And volunteered.
Yeah. I mean, I thought he seemed nice.
He is nice.
Did you understand that he was, like, interested in you, you know, and wanted to, like...
Yes.
You did. Okay.
No, I mean, I was thinking about him, I mean, actually the entire evening after that.
Okay, so you dug him. You were into it.
Yeah, I just can't trust him.
Can't trust him.
Why?
Yeah, why do you say that?
So... I guess because I was thinking about him that night, and I went to bed, and he was in my dream. We were back at the food bank.
Oh.
Okay.
What happened at the food bank?
Oh, maybe the delivery of sausages finally came.
What? I'm sorry, what does that mean?
Just a food option to give
people. Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
Tell us, so,
it was just so good.
It was funny. I liked it.
Why is it bad that he was with you in the dream at the food bank?
So he was stocking shelves and his phone went off.
Okay.
And,
in your dream?
Yeah, in my dream.
Okay.
And I look over and it's his fiance. And
Well,
very clear that he was cheating on her.
In your dream.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
That's a weird dream.
Yeah, that's not a very good dream.
Why is that why you can't trust him?
Because I knew it was a sign.
A sign of what?
A sign that you have some trust issues in relationships and now they're playing out in your dreams?
No, it's more of a sign that he's big trouble, that the universe was warning me that I need to stay away from him.
What?
But it's just a dream, though. He didn't actually do anything. Mm-hmm.
No, I know, I know.
Did you take NyQuil? Because that gives you really vivid dreams.
Alexis loves NyQuil.
No, the thing is, I have these types of dreams, and they turn out to be real.
Oh, you're like very, you're one of those people who's very in tune with the universe.
You want an example?
I'm sorry, I'm skeptical.
I am too.
I've heard of the people like that.
Yeah, I've heard of people like that
psychic in their dreams. But okay, if that was the case, if you thought that they was real, why wouldn't you just ask him?
Yeah, I just trust my gut. And, you know, back in high school, I had a boyfriend.
High school?
Who was cheating on me.
Yes, high school.
And But it happened. I dreamed it first, and then...
It was true.
He confirmed it. Yes.
Oh, so you may have intuition.
I think we probably do need to step back for a second. How could Sean be cheating when the two of you haven't even gone out on an official date?
That's good point.
You guys just...
Cheating on who?
Yeah, but, you know, he's interested in me. He made that clear. Mm. He was flirting with me over text.
Mm-hmm. And in your dream, he wasn't cheating on you. He was cheating on his pretend fiance.
Or his real fiance. I mean, that's what I think's happening.
Okay.
Well, luckily,
he has a fiance.
Could be true. We don't know.
Well, we can know.
Really weird.
Right now, by punching up Sean, who's actually on the other line.
Oh man, Sean, he's on the other line.
He is.
He's very sneaky.
I think so. Sean, can you put your fiance on the phone? I'd like to talk to her, please.
I don't have a fiance. I'm single.
Okay. Oh, that's good. He is single.
Or so he says.
Okay.
Oh man, I don't know what to believe now.
So easy to convince Jose to go one way or the other.
I'm looking at our text board right now, and there's a lot of people who are also skeptical about this.
Yeah.
You know, just not calling a guy back over a dream that you had.
Oh my God, do you know how many times my husband's cheated on me in my dreams?
Oh, Brooke, that's awful.
Look at that.
I'm going to volunteer that. Always your husband's
dream.
The one who cheated, never not. You. Well, look, Sean, you reached out about Sophia here. Let me just ask you, let's just get this out in the open. Are there any other women that you're currently dating? Or
I'm single, so I am talking to other women, but it would be weird if I wasn't.
Yeah, that's normal.
That's
I knew it. See, I knew it. I have these feelings.
You knew it.
Wait,
you
knew what?
All of a sudden he's talking.
That's how dating works.
Yeah,
guys always say they're talking, but I know what that means. I mean, come on, are you talking to her vertically or horizontally?
You guys haven't even, again, gone on a date.
You're not being romantic with other people, right, Sean?
Why does it matter?
He could be. That would be fine.
I mean, she wants to know. I want to know. I think we all want to know.
I want to know.
You all want to know. What do you all want to know?
Who have you been sharing your sausage with?
Are you being romantic with other women?
creepy question.
it is
kind of. See, I told you, he doesn't want to answer it.
I mean, he is thinking for a while, like, how to say something.
You guys, because nobody wants to talk about the other people they're talking to with it's someone they're trying to pursue.
You don't ask that.
Yeah,
Jeff.
I'm the one.
I'm the weird four guy. Times. I have no idea who to believe.
So if you have nothing to worry about, you're the one I'm interested in. You're the one I want to go out on a date with.
Aw,
that's nice.
That is so weird. That's exactly what you said in my dream.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
Word for word.
If not, this is a really creative way to blow off a guy without feeling bad about it.
That's true. Any girl can use this. Take notes.
I'm not trying to blow him off. That's what happened in the dream. And the next thing I know, he's with his fiance.
Maybe it's a sign that you're about to meet your fiance. Couldn't it be interpreted other ways? It is a dream.
I mean,
look, the last time I had a cheating dream, it was 2 years ago, where I dreamed I cheated on my boyfriend, and then I actually did it.
Wait, what? But you have control over that.
You can't predict a future that you're going to choose.
I could dream that I kissed Jeff on the cheek, and I could do it right now if I wanted.
Jose, you look so
beautiful.
No, Jeff
Rio is an example.
Okay. I don't think you're going to change her mind on this one.
I'm just saying, the universe works in weird ways.
It's not the universe.
I think you might be right, Sophie, because I had a dream last night that the two people on the phone said yes to going out on another date. The universe says you two should see each other again.
I bet it was a romantic dream.
And we should pay for it.
No, man, I just have to trust myself on this one.
What if I pay for, what if I throw in a gift card for extra sausage?
Stop it.
You keep saying sausage. I don't understand what that is.
Nor should you. It's fine, Sophie.
I'm sorry. I'm giving up on this one.
Yeah.
Are Sean, you guys going to see each other at the volunteering?
Yeah, Sean, you going to be volunteering again, like you said?
Yeah, purely volunteering.
Well, I got to get back on the dating scene after being paroled for a while.
I knew I should have listened to my gut. I should have parole? No, thank you.
She had a prison dream the other night, too. Sophie, you're amazing.
The fiance was a conjugal visit.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.